We're talking with Chris Savinsky about the issue of the Norlite hazardous waste incinerator in Cohoes. Chris is a local resident, a father, has a PhD in cancer biology, and he was part of a group of concerned citizens who recently met with the State Department of Environmental Conservation, who's agreed to do some testing at the facility. So Chris, you know, what are you hoping the testing will do, and how you know, satisfied with you with what DEC is outlining?
Sure. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me today. You know, first and foremost, we are really concerned about Norlite's pattern of violations over, you know, spanning decades. They've actually been held to account, but you know, only paid minor fines to date for violating the Clean Air Act on multiple occasions. We learned recently, back earlier this year in 2020, that Norlite had been burning millions of pounds of AFFF, or PFAS-containing firefighting foam, at their Cohoes, New York facility, and that set in motion a series of events where, you know, we're looking for, you know, clarification of the, you know, ground rules at Norlite. Can they burn this material, and what would be the impact on the neighbors? Now, considering all the other issues that have gone on at Norlite over the years, we want to know, you know, what else has been emitted and has been contaminating the nearby residents and the environment around Norlite. So yes, we met with the DEC last week to discuss a study of primarily PFAS compounds and heavy metals around the Norlite facility, but we weren't entirely satisfied with the direction that the DEC was taking and are now responding in kind. We'd like them to improve the design of their study.
Do you think that DEC is testing for the right things?
No. At this point, we think that there are major holes in their study design. They shared with us that they would be using a EPA 537.1 method to test for PFAS compounds. And when we looked at it, it was apparent that this was a water test for drinking water, and that it can be modified to look at other sample types, but it's not a reliable method for those types of samples like soil that we'll really want to analyze in depth. In addition to that, it actually samples very few PFAS compounds. The PFAS family of compounds is very broad, and the PFAS compounds that are contained within the method that they intend to use don't cover a wide variety of you know, common PFAS compounds found in AFFF, that firefighting foam that they have been burning. So no, on PFAS specifically, the testing will be inadequate if they don't update their testing. And we also know that they've been emitting very toxic compounds like dioxins and furans for decades. And we suspect that those are also contaminating the neighborhood. And they made no mention of testing for those other compound types that are very important to the residents around Norlite. So no, we're not satisfied at this point. We've drafted a letter to hopefully encourage them to expand their testing.
So, you know, ironically, a lot of this testing appears to actually be very similar to the limited testing that a professor at Bennington College was able to do, which DEC actually heavily criticized in the media. But I know one issue that has come up is, you know, in order to, you know, create a control group, particularly for some of the water contamination, you know, they've decided to test some water in the Patroon Creek in Albany. Doesn't that creek already itself, isn't that heavily polluted? And is that really a good comparison to see, you know, what impact is coming out of those smokestacks?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. That's a great point. That is another one of our specific concerns. The Patroon Creek in the city of Albany is not an adequate control site for the reasons that you mentioned. It was an EPA Superfund site. It was contaminated for decades by two big polluters, NL Industries and Mercury Refining Company. So testing coming out of that site is really dubious. We need to expand that beyond Patroon Creek, and we're really, really hopeful that the DEC will undertake testing and or sampling and testing at alternative locations that wouldn't be expected to have background profiles of many of the contaminants that we're looking to assess in the Norlite neighborhood. So that's a great point. That's one of the three specific concerns that we have regarding the DEC's current plans.
Now, I know that you guys asked for a meeting, right after DEC first announced they were going to do it, I guess about 6 weeks ago, but it actually took them until early September to agree to meet with you. What's their, timeline for actually not only doing the testing, but actually analyzing and publishing the results?
That's a great question, Mark. We don't know. So you're right that they announced this testing in late July. So I believe it was July 24th. 6 weeks to the day after that, we had our meeting with DEC, which, was a good meeting, and we do appreciate the discussion. But 6 weeks seems a little bit long to go over the just general outline of a study like this. They could have done that much sooner and given us a chance to react and help them with their study design. So in terms of the response time, we felt like it was a bit long. In terms of how fast they can actually undertake the sampling and testing, in my experience doing, sampling of biological materials and sending them off for analysis at these kinds of laboratories, these kind of contract laboratories that they'll use, those kinds of results can be had within weeks. So I'll be curious to see how fast they conduct this sampling and testing and how fast they can, gather and interpret the data. And specifically because at the end of the year, Norlite is subject to a Title V permit renewal process. So they actually are being put through a full permit application process, which is in response to some of their questionable actions over the years. So that's good. DEC is holding them to account and having them do an extra layer of scrutiny on their new permit. But will those results be available in time to actually influence the DEC and their decisions? We don't know. It seems like a short window of time for that to occur, and we really encourage DEC to get these results in as timely a manner as possible and as comprehensive a data set as possible to help guide that process.
So we only have 2 minutes left. So I'm going to ask you a two-part question to finish. AFFF is part of the PFOA family, which is what the chemical they had problems with the water systems over in Hoosick Falls. There they had the health department test people's blood to see contaminations. Will that be done in Cohoes? And moving forward, how will DEC involve the public in the process? In 90 seconds.
Sure. Yeah, so first off, right now, the answer from DEC is no. At this time, there are no plans for biological testing of the folks that live around the Norlite facility, including the Saratoga Sites public housing complex, which is just 100 yards away from their smokestacks. That's really disappointing to us. They did point to the potential for future biological testing, given the results that they find around the site. But we feel that should be done in conjunction and parallel with the environmental testing. So quickly remind me of the second part of the question. I apologize.
What's the DEC public participation process from here on in?
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how that evolves. It would be great if they would have more public hearings and more timely meetings with the concerned citizens and scientists that are working on this issue. At this point, we're not exactly sure what their process will look like and are really eager to hear from them how they're going to communicate with us in real time as the facts roll in. So those are great questions that are as yet unanswered, and we're really looking for those answers in the process of querying the DEC on their study plans and how they're going to respond over the next several months.
Well, Chris Savinsky, we want to thank you for joining us here at WOC. Certainly we'll be keeping people informed as the ongoings with the Norlite incinerator, and hopefully Albany County and the state will actually sign clean air laws into effect. People can check out Lights Out Norlight Facebook page for the latest information. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.